This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is another Saturday in CCOLN when we talk car, your truck, your van, whatever you're having problems with, and you want to know before you bring it in for service what could be ailing. Well, this is your chance to call Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Either call him or text him and ask him that very question. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny.
How are things with you, your family, and all the good crew at Lloyd's?
Things are going well. Like most of us, our kids are back at school. That still have school age kids, I guess. So we're adapting to our new routine, which is nice because after those summer sports ended, things got a little out of control in my house. So to get them back under some structure is a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. That is good. I was looking at. I promised our listeners that I would pick up on some of the texts we didn't get to last week. But if you have any kind of a car care question, and I always like to say call Nick or text Nick here at CCO sooner rather than later because our time goes by so quickly. Nick will take his leave about 7:45, making way for Ted Farrell's Wine Chat. So any kind, if you drive and you got problems there, let's hear from you. Easy as that. 651-461-9226. That's good for either a phone call or a text question for Nick. 651-461-9226. Nick, I'm looking at the forecast. I heard what Al just said, and we've got cool temps now. But looking ahead this coming week, we're going to be back in the 70s. I'm talking not only maybe mid-70s, but maybe a couple of notches above that mid-70. Here we go. So in some of the cars, well, actually, this one question kind of reflects from last week when we had warmer temperatures. Let's just grab this first one here, and we'll pick up on any new ones that come in. It doesn't say what year, what kind of a car it is, but it's a good question. Their vehicle is not driven that much at all, and they noticed that the AC is not as strong as it used to be. Tell me what could happen to a vehicle if it's rarely driven. What can happen to the air conditioning system?
Well, just sitting really shouldn't affect the air conditioning. It is a sealed system. The refrigerant's not consumable. So by design, if it's static and stable, it'll be fine. What's likely happened, though, is that there's a very small, we'll call it a pinhole, that's allowed some of that refrigerant to leak out. And then over time, enough of it has dissipated that the ability to create that cold air has kind of gone away. So usually what we like to tell people, we never know how the weather's going to be or how long the heat's going to hold out, like you mentioned, is, they're thinking, oh, it's September now. I don't need it until the summertime. For the air conditioning portion, that's probably true. But keep in mind that the defrost in the winter months also uses the air conditioner or the compressor to dry the air to keep that windshield clear. So it is something that's ran year-round depending on what you're using for heating and cooling. So what we'll say is a lot of times you recharge it now, add that dye to the system, run it. If you start to feel it kind of weaken up yet here this fall, let's get another look at it because there'll be some dye in the location where the leak has occurred, which will kind of help us decide what the plan of action is to repair it. Whether or not you repair it now, that's up to you, obviously, depending on cost and timing. But at least we know what it is, because what will happen is people will recharge it. They'll run all winter, come, next April, May, they turn the air conditioner on, it doesn't work again. And then they're like, well, you just fixed it. Well, we recharged it, but we lost all that refrigerant over the winter months. And then now that dye has washed away or dissipated. So now we have to start from scratch. So if you're going to recharge it, make sure you use it. Try to find the leak before you put it away or don't notice it for the winter months. Because the last thing you want to do is spend that money now and just have to spend the money again in the spring just to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, that makes sense. When I saw that question, Nick, I was wondering if there are any seals that could, was sitting so long, if they could either dry up or lose contact. But there's no real seal issue, do you think, these days in more modern cars?
No, it is tightly sealed, I guess I would say, for lack of better thought there. It gets up to high pressure. There could be a couple hundred pounds of pressure in that system when it's operating. So there isn't like a typical O-ring. I mean, there are O-rings, but the way it's designed, it's pretty tight. So, nothing's going to dry up and leak like a gasket might or like an oil leak or something we might see. So with the air conditioning system, it's pretty stout.
All right. Thank you for that question, listener. Again, 651-461-9226. Let's grab a phone call this morning. Rodney is calling in from Kilkenny this morning. Thanks for calling, Rodney. What is your question for Nick?
It's not really a question, but I was going to call last Saturday. The last lady that called in, she was having a problem turning the key and nothing was happening. I had the same problem with my 2008 Ford Escape, and I had a mechanic friend. He checked the starter and the battery and I don't know what else, but he discovered by accident that if you push in on the key as you're turning the key, works every time. So it's obviously a problem in the ignition switch. He said just do it till it doesn't do it anymore and just get a different ignition switch. But I've been doing that for like almost a year now and never failed me.
How about that? Thanks, Rodney. What do you think of that comment, Nick?
No, that's great, just keep in mind, like his friend said, keep doing it until it doesn't work, and it's hopefully that's not on the wrong day. So, as things wear, the ignition switch, the lock cylinders, becoming worn. It's got a lot of years, a lot of cycles in it, and as it's worn, things are starting to move around a little bit. Obviously, we found a workaround in this situation, which is working. It's been almost a year, but at some point, that's not how it's designed. At some point, it might or will fail, and then at that point, it probably won't start at all. So now you're looking at a tow, depending on, if it's a dead of winter, you might be sitting waiting for a while. So just, as we have these workarounds, keep in mind it's great. We extend some time, some life, but also keep in mind at some point that may not work, and then they'll be sitting waiting.
I know you don't usually work on carburetors anymore. I'm looking at a text that came in this morning, a 1985 Chev 454. With a carburetor, they want to know, is E15 okay to use, would you think?
I would probably not, back to gaskets and seals and such, I would probably try to use non-ethanol fuel altogether, to be honest, just to play it safe. I don't know all the inner workings to be exact, but I would only use what was available at that time, and it would have been the standard fuel, so that's what I would probably stick with.
All right. I'm going to take a quick break here. Let's invite our listeners to join in on the conversation. If you have any kind of a car care question, if you drive and there are problems or something you always wanted to ask a mechanic, by all means, call us or text us, 651-461-9226. I can tell you that we've dropped a couple of degrees in the last hour. It's now 45 with a few clouds. There are a chance or two of some scattered showers this afternoon. Otherwise, we're going to get up to about 62 today. Nice day tomorrow. Sunny near 66. And we're going to be in the 70s, as I said, this coming week. Right now, 45 on News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to CISO's Car Care Show. We are here every Saturday. Thanks to Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Nick, again, we always like to ask you, for those folks that maybe would like some help, and I know you even take phone calls to help, that, which is awfully nice. Do people do take you up on that from time to time?
They do. We get phone calls. We'll get some emails, and it's part of what we do. It's helping us learn more and Honestly, we have some great listeners that will drive a pretty good distance to come see us, which we also appreciate. But keep in mind, there's a good shop or garage in your neighborhood on the street corner down the road from you that can do just as well as we do. You just have to be able to open those lines of communication, explain, talk, learn, and I promise you there's many places that can fix your car. We do appreciate it, but you don't necessarily have to drive all across town just to see us.
Well, what is your location for those folks that want to do that?
Well, those that want, they can always call. Like you said, we'll always answer your questions. You can reach us at 651-228-1316. If you happen to be in St. Paul, we're on the corner of Grand and Chatsworth, which is 982 Grand. And then finally, do check out our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
L-O-Y-D-S, yes, Lloyd's Automotive. We'll get to that info before Nick leaves us, which is about 7:45 this morning. Call or text your car care question at 651-461-9226. Here is yet another text. Nick, a texter has a 2017 GMC Yukon Denali. I've noticed they said in the last month or two that at times the dash lights dim to almost nothing and then gradually work their way back onto bright again. Any ideas what might be causing this or what action I should take, they ask.
That's a tough one. The basic response, unfortunately, print out the wiring diagram, the schematic, get the voltmeter, start checking points of power and ground, try to see if something's backfeeding. It seems like if it's coming and going that there's, unfortunately, you bring it into any shop, they're going to have it acting up in that moment. And at that time, I believe we could trace that power or lack of power source to the instrument panel there in the cluster, figure out where that power is going or why it's not getting there. Something's backfeeding. Something's, internally shorting out, and when it does that, it's misbehaving, and this is the results of that. So it'll take a little digging in, but I'm sure with some patience and, like I said, be able to duplicate the problem, which is always the biggest thing. People come in and say, sometimes my vehicle does this, and sometimes we can find it when it's not doing it, but almost always we can when it is. So keep that in mind. So, if you bring the vehicle in and say, I noticed that this situation with the dash lights always occurs the first time in the morning, or it occurs after I've been on a longer drive, or different situations or scenarios that can be very helpful for us to figure out what, why, and how.
Yeah. Now, I would imagine those electrical problems can be they need a lot of detective work, don't they? Some of them.
Oh, for sure, and patience. Sometimes you can just, the guys will have 3 or 4 or 5 pages laid out on their toolbox, and they got their pen markings everywhere and trying to, when we have a wiring problem, you just don't rip the car apart. You kind of look at the easy points and start cutting the car off as you work your way to the source of the problem. And, a little detective work, like you said, goes a long ways.
Yeah. Here's an interesting one. 2020 Chevy Silverado 5.3 engine, 60,000 miles on it. Texter says, I have a shake in the engine, and the dealership said, I have to replace the magnets in the engine. Have you ever heard of anything like this?
I'm referring to what magnets. Some vehicles have variable valve control where they use a magnet to energize that. I guess I'd have to see if there's any fault data, look at the live data, try to determine what and why. I think maybe perfect example, maybe miscommunication that they might be explaining something, not in a manner where we understand it. So I would probably have a couple follow-up questions there to get a better idea, see if there's any fault information, see what they did to come up with that, make it a little easier to understand to see why they're recommending that.
Yeah, interesting. Another listener says this, I have a 2004 Tonic Country where I fill up at the pump. I can only run the pump as low that would go. Otherwise, the auto shutoff kicks off the gas. It kind of drops off. Flow. I can fill it quicker with the 5-gallon can. Any thoughts? We've had variations of this question before, haven't we?
Absolutely, and it does happen, and it's extremely frustrating when it does. So keep in mind, what happens is as we're adding fuel to the tank, air needs to get out. Well, that air contains fuel vapors, which we cannot admit into the atmosphere, so we have to contain them. So there's a canister and some venting tubing and valves and solenoids that operate to allow that just to happen. So you add the fuel to the tank as that displaces the space. That air goes into the canister. It contains the fuel vapors, and then the air will leak or go out the back of the canister. There's a couple solenoids in there, vent solenoid, that may not be operating in this situation. So what's happening is as you're adding the fuel, the air cannot get out. The way our nozzles work at the gas pump is they see that back pressure, and that's why they kick off. That's how they're designed. So as you add fuel, it sees the back pressure kicks off. and it continues. Well, when the system's working, the air goes out the other way, so it can keep adding fuel until the fuel fills up far enough and it kicks it off. So take it in, explain that to the shop. They've heard it or seen it 100 times, I promise you. Little detective work on those vent solenoids. Make sure those tubes and lines are free of any debris or cobwebs to allow that air to make its way through to keep from this happening.
All right. Thank you for that text. Here's another one. Love the show. Thank you for that. Texter has a 2019 Buick Enclave. At a stop sign, the car turned off by itself. All of the lights on the dashboard went black. I was able to start it again, and it worked well. This has happened twice, 3 months apart. Your thoughts about that?
Back to those frustrating interconnected issues. So, you know, we're going to find that there's a poor connection contact, something maybe with the wiring to the computer. I promise you, it's the most frustrating situation that we see. You know, maybe not every day, but we've learned and adapted to try to duplicate. You know, we take mental notes. You know, we have forums that we're members of where we can kind of research similar type of situations that lead us down a path to try to do some testing. But unfortunately, you know, there's not going to be an easy button there. You know, you need to get it in. You know, twice in 3 months, you know, that's not very often. It's four times a year, and to try to find that's like a needle in the haystack. However, if it starts to become a little more frequent or it's concerning enough, do bring it in. Let them, you know, run some scans, see if there's any fault information stored. Let them look at some of the forms, you know, enter the make and model of the vehicle to see if there's any other people out there who have had similar problems. Let's do a little digging in and see if we have a path that can lead us to finding the problem.
All right. Bear with me. I'm looking at a text that kind of runs through various lines here. So we have to kind of put the pieces of the puzzle together. There's the 2024 Honda Ridgeline. Texture says, I've had the auto headlight camera changed out on warranty, yet it still doesn't work correctly, even though the dealer says it's working fine. My 2022 Chevy Blazer works great. Is the technology different between the vehicle manufacturers?
Sometimes, yes. You know, sometimes they have a different path to come to the same result. But also, I'd say over the course of time, they all end up using the same variations at some point in time. So, you know, there's lots of ways to, you know, create those systems. You know, there's a photo sensor that's identifying the light. Obviously, usually it's on the dash or behind the rear mirror. But if, you know, maybe you're accustomed to the one vehicle working in a certain, you know, situation or style, and the other one's just a little bit different. You know, it's not the worst idea. If the one that's still a concern to you, take it to another dealership and give them a shot to explain what's going on. Maybe have a different result there, but they're not going to be identical. You know, different makes and models operate just slightly differently. And if you're accustomed to the one vehicle, then you drive the other, you might notice some changes.
Yeah, for sure. Nick, hang on. We're going to take a break, have a look at that weather forecast, and have more show when we come back. Keep in mind, Nick will be with us till just about 7:45. So if you wanted to ask Nick a question, do it sooner rather than later here at 651-461-9226. Make it a phone call or a text, whichever is easier. Right now, here in the Twin Cities, we have a 45 degrees cool morning. We are heading for near 62. We're going to have a look at that forecast, so stay with us here. News Talk 830 WCCO. And again, so good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Danny Long here, along with Nick Stoffel, ASE certified technician, runs a place called Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. And Nick, as usual, we have some questions. Let's see how many folks we can help out before we run out of time. By the way, if you want to call in, great. If you want to text in, either way, 651-461-9226. Texter says this, Nick, 2017 Ford F-150. Recently, the transmission stopped wanting to downshift. Wondering if there's anything we could do in terms of resetting the TCM or whatever that is, I'm not sure. Or is it safer just to bring to the shop? Thanks very much.
You know, and then I'd probably say bring it in just so they can look at any kind of data that's stored before we try to reset it, because there might be some useful fault information that we can compare if it occurs or reoccurs after the fact. So collect the data, document everything, reset it, take it and drive it as you would. If it's fine and normal, great. If you go a short amount of time and it starts happening again, you can then collect a second set of data to compare those data points to figure out what's going on.
Okay. This is kind of a two-part question, Nick. 2023 Mitsubishi Mirage. Texter says, this car has a CVT transmission. Is this the same as a standard automatic transmission that has to have fluid change once in a while? That's one question. Final question. I've been told, the texter says, that because this engine is a three-cylinder, it'll have a slightly louder sound when idling. Is that true? So a couple of questions.
So it does have fluid that requires maintenance. You know, you know, look at the maintenance schedule. You look at the interval there. They'll tell you when that fluid should be changed out. As far as the noise go, I feel that manufacturer's done a pretty good job of noise dampening under the hood. That's when we open the hood, we see a lot of plastic, and there's a lot, oftentimes some foam or insulation under that plastic that kind of dampens the noise. But all cars are a little bit different. Some have a little more noise. I don't think the fact the number of cylinders is what's going to make it any louder. You know, they've done engineering to design to keep it balanced, so that kind of helps with that. One thing that we do from time to time, people talk about a bit of a ticking noise. And a lot of times with newer vehicles, we have a different type of fuel system, which is direct injection. So there's actually little solenoids, or, you know, and those injectors that are a little bit louder than what we were accustomed to years ago. But even in that point, you know, once again, there's a lot of plastic and a lot of noise dampening there. So you probably don't really notice it all that much.
Okay. I had a follow-up there and I completely forgot about it. But anyway, here's another one. 2014 Nissan Altima. They want to brighten the headlights a bit. Have you had much luck with, and do you recommend, headlight cleaning kits to brighten headlights of older vehicles? Now, we've talked about this, and you and your crews do that at Lloyd's.
We do. And, you know, the first disclaimer is careful what you see online. You know, people are using different home products, not as their intended use, so I would stay away from that, because some of those products can damage that plastic of the headlight, and then you can't come back from that, meaning you end up with new headlights, which can be quite costly. But we do use a procedure. It's time-consuming. It takes, you know, maybe 45 minutes to an hour. I believe 3M built the kit initially, and it's essentially we're taking and that oxidation, we're very carefully sanding it off. You know, it's very, very fine grit. I think the final step is 3,000 or 4,000 grit discs that we kind of go through, and then we polish it. So we start with the more aggressive, I think, which is actually still like 1500, and we kind of work our way up to that high grit sandpaper, we'll call it. And like I said, it takes 45 minutes. There's a lot of water involved. It can get kind of messy. So if you're trying to do it yourself, if you look online, you buy one of those kits, make sure you're in a place where you can contain or collect all that water. But it does work. Now, keep in mind, we put the polish over it, which helps. But you might say, boy, well, you know, you guys did that, and it's, you know, the car was 15 years old, we'll say, and then now here it's a handful of years, it's already going back to that. Well, when they originally made them, the seal coat that they put on that plastic, that hardened protector, lasts a lot longer than anything we can do it after we kind of refurbished them. So really, I guess, you know, the cars get a little bit older. If we can get you 3, 4, maybe 5 more years out of it, that usually brings it to the end of the life, and it's sufficient. So once again, be very careful what you see online. Some of these do-it-yourself remedies, I've seen where they create more problems than they're worth. So be very, very careful. What you see in a two-minute video isn't actually reality, because we've seen that too. Oh, it only took them 2 minutes. No, that's what editing does for you. But just be very careful. You know, look online. If you're going to buy a product, make sure it's a reputable source. You know, because these headlight assemblies, these capsules, can be at $500, $600, $700, $800, and you're trying to avoid that. That's why you're trying to find another way to clear it up.
Very expensive. All right, here's another one, Nick. 2008 Honda CR-V. I had new brakes put in, texter says, in 2023. Was hearing noises and brought it in yesterday. They said, I need new brakes. There's a thin pad on one side. On the other, it is metal on metal. I drive the car every day. I've only put about 12,000 miles on it since they were replaced in 2023. Why would they have worn down so quickly? Which is kind of a hard question for you, because you haven't seen and haven't looked at the whole thing, the whole picture.
No, but, you know, it's a fair question. So the first thing is, depending on what products they used, you know, if you call 10 different places for an estimate on brakes, you're going to get 10 different prices. You know, and we don't claim to be the least expensive either, because I think the products that we use, we like to use the best quality that we can find, especially with brakes. Obviously, we need to stop, and we want it to last a long time. But the procedure is the other part of this, too. When you're not just slapping brakes in there. You know, you're removing the calipers, the pins, the slides. We're cleaning, lubricating the hub surface where the rotor sits. All that gets cleaned. lubricated where it's necessary, and we found that when we do it that way, we have fewer comebacks, and the products last longer. This situation, I'm not saying that none of that was done, but I'm starting to wonder if the pad, you said, they mentioned one was metal on metal, other one had some pad, so they're wearing unevenly. Next would be a red flag saying, well, why is that happening? Maybe one of the calipers themselves isn't applying and releasing equally, which is allowing those brakes not to stay on necessarily, but have just enough contact where they're wearing when you're driving down the road. That's my first or most likely scenario. You wonder about brake hoses. You know, as you depress the brake fluid, the hydraulic system, you're forceful enough to get the fluid into the caliper to allow the brakes to apply. But when you take your foot off, that fluid should come back out. Well, if a brake hose is collapsed or somebody's compromised, the fluid might be slow to leave that caliper. Same scenario. So it's dragging slightly, staying engaged just enough not to create a problem where it's pulling, you're seeing smoke, but just enough to wear those pads prematurely. So I would say to this texter, ask those questions. Okay, why did they wear out so quickly? Is it the products that we're using? Is there something more going on here? Is there a caliper or a brake hose? I think you'll find out one of those three scenarios is likely the cause, not just that they wore out because the way you drive. That's very doubtful. That's the situation.
All right. I have time maybe for one more. It's an interesting one, and we talk about the vehicles for students and children and grandchildren, et cetera. This texter says, what vehicle should a student or first car buyer get and why? That may be a tough one for you to answer, but I mean, no brands or anything mentioned, but what to look for maybe is the best question.
Well, you know, one that already has a couple of bruises and bumps and dents and stuff because, you know, young drivers tendency, you know, nothing, we don't want anything horrific, but when they're parking, they might cut to the corner of the garage or parking in the parking spot and scrape up on something. So don't spend too much money. Now, we always want safety and reliability, and that's true. So, you know, look online, look for reliability, look at that vintage vehicle. You're looking at a particular make and model of a certain window of time. You can look online and find how reliable they are. Talk to your friends, your neighbors, somebody that drives a similar vehicle, obviously. But, you know, my I would always caution that we always, rightfully so, worry about our children. But spending more money doesn't make them safer necessarily, I guess is the point. You know, you find a reliable vehicle that, you know, every vehicle has airbags now or has for quite a while. You know, and I would just caution if you see something that, if you're buying the vehicle, if they have the records, it was somebody's parent that had passed away and it's been driven very little. Great candidate. It's a 15-year-old car, low miles. Great candidate for a young person to drive. But you go look at a vehicle that's priced fairly inexpensively and they have no records, no history. They don't want you to have it looked at. I would probably shy away. So I would say, you know, price point and make sure you have it checked up before you buy it.
And like we always say, if you can take it to any of one of your favorite shops to have them do a once over, it's always safe if the owner will allow you to do that. If he or she doesn't, there's a red flag. Nick, we got to go. How about Lloyd's Automotive? We need the help there.
Yes, sir. You can always reach us 651-228-1316. If you're in St. Paul, the corner of Grand and Chatsworth, two blocks east of Lexington Parkway, you can find all that information and much more on our website, which is lloydsautomotive.net.
Thanks again, Nick, for all the help, and let's join forces next week. You have the time, I hope?
We will make time. Absolutely.
All right,
thank
great.
You.
Thanks, Nick. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.